Yes, Father, you say that the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few, and we must ask the Lord of the harvest to send out more laborers. Lord, we pray for those who leave from this place to spread the good news, that you will bless them, that you will protect them, and that you will anoint every word that they speak, that the words that they speak would be not their own, but your words. So we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come in and rest and use and multiply that what we bring to you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're still on Christ's likeness. And a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about the whole concept of just following Jesus. What does it mean to follow Jesus? What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus? Somebody that follows not just his teaching, but also imitates his example. And then also follows his voice because he still speaks to this day because he's still alive. Jesus is alive and he still speaks. So a disciple of Jesus is somebody that follows the teachings of Jesus. That is somebody that knows the teachings of Jesus and follows the teaching of Jesus. A disciple is also somebody that not just knows the teachings of Jesus, but also sees Christ in his example as he lived his life and then imitate him. That is what we're called to do. We are called to imitate Christ. And that's part of discipleship. And then also, it's somebody that actually follows the voice of God because he says his sheep knows his voice. His sheep know his voice. And they follow him. So we are still in this process of discovering what it means. And this morning, I want to continue. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we spoke about baptism. Jesus setting the example for us when he came to John as the Son of God. Jesus was the Son of God. He had no sin. He had no need to repent. He had no need to humble himself. He had no need for baptism because he was already the Son of God. He was already sinless. And yet he came to John and he said, "For it is fitting for us to do so, so that all righteousness may be fulfilled." So Jesus came and humbled himself to set an example for us so that we can follow. And in that very act, he answered all the opposition, all the questions, all the reservation we have to baptism. Because here Christ, the Son of God himself, that needed not to repent, that was the Son of God already, humbled himself to be baptized so that we can also follow his example and reap the benefit of that. There was only two ordinances that Jesus instituted. The law.